Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
For months and months now, it has seemed the bull market has been driven by the Federal Reserve's stimulus moves. And now that the central bank plans to start paring back its bond buying, stocks just keep rising to all-time highs. So what's behind the strong performance now? For a discussion of that, we're joined by Manoj Ladwa, head of trading at TJ Markets in London. Good morning and welcome. If it's not stimulus that's fueling the current run-up, what is it? Could it actually be some fundamentals?
I think so. Morning, Bob, by the way. But I think so. I think yeah, the fundamentals have been steadily improving for the U.S. economy. We saw jobless numbers coming out only yesterday, and they're improving. Unemployment seems to improve. The housing market's on its way back up as well. And I think the market was expecting at some point for the Federal Reserve to start reducing the stimulus spending. Now that they've announced it, that takes a large amount of uncertainty away from the market. And you know, as long as the fundamentals improve for both the economy and corporates as well, I think the bias can still be to the upside. And we know that interest rates are likely to remain at depressed levels for a sustainable period of time.
Well, you mentioned that they've talked about tapering, that they've actually announced that it's going to start. It hasn't started yet, though. Are we going to notice when it actually does kick in, or will it be relatively transparent?
I think it'll be it'll have a relatively muted effect on the market. You usually expect a reaction from the market once it's been announced, not necessarily once it actually starts to occur. I mean, we may see a tapering off in some asset prices, but we don't expect that to be anything hugely significant. And yeah, ultimately, as long as fundamentals are improving and there's no shock announcements, there's no European economy going bust anywhere, then it's likely that this steady upward trend in equity prices could continue going into 2014.
Well, as you alluded to, yesterday it was a drop in jobless claims that boosted optimism on Wall Street, down by 42,000. But how fundamental is that fundamental, really, when the U.S. Labor Department itself suggests that those numbers could be skewed by the holidays?
Well, absolutely. You'd expect some sort of skewing because of the holiday period and because of the temporary increase in employment during that period as well. But smoothed out over a period of time, the employment market in the U.S. is steadily increasing. And we know the Federal Reserve has reduced their targets for when they start to look to increase interest rates in the future as well. So I think that those numbers are important, and as long as the U.S. economy can carry on steadily increasing the number of jobs added on a month-on-month basis, and it does need to get above and stay above that 200,000 jobs per month level, we can continue to see the U.S. economy improve.
You had earlier mentioned interest rates. They are climbing, maybe not the surge that we saw in the summer when everybody got nervous about tapering, but we do see 10-year Treasury yields sort of vacillating this morning between 2.99 and the magic 3% threshold. What's the significance of that?
Well, I think as long as it's around these sorts of levels, it doesn't seem to be too significant, but In the longer term, it is a sign of an improving economy, and as long as the U.S. economy, in particular, is able to absorb any movements in the 10-year notes yield, then that's not a bad thing. And inflation is certainly on the back burner, where we're not seeing that big move up in commodity prices, and that's not being filtered through to the retail end of the market as well. And the U.S. economy seems relatively robust in that it's taking these short-term fluctuations in interest rates to and able to absorb them, which is a sign of strength.
And just a few seconds here, that's not something that rates in this area is not something that would harm the housing recovery?
If rates were to increase quite significantly within a short period of time, then it potentially would. But I can't see that happening in the near term.
Manoj Ladwa is head of trading at TJ Markets in London. Appreciate your thoughts this morning.
Bloomberg, the first word. Weekday mornings at 5 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.